Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. It's primary election day in Alaska, and polling places are open until 8 tonight. Candidates are competing for primary spots in November general election races for U.S. Representative, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, State House, and Senate. Incumbent Congressman Don Young is being challenged in the Republican U.S. House primary by Thomas John Nelson and Jed Whitaker. Democrats Carol Hafner and Dimitri Shane are joined by nonpartisan candidate Christopher Cummings and undeclared candidate Elise Galvin in the combined Democratic U.S. primary ballot. Mike Dunleavy and Meade Treadwell headline a slate of seven Republicans running for governor, while Mark Begich is joined on the combined Democratic ballot by Libertarian Billy Toyin. Governor Bill Walker is running for re-election as an independent, and therefore is not on a primary ballot. The lieutenant governor's primary includes six Republicans and two Democrats. There is only one contested Fairbanks area state legislative primary. Republicans Bart Laban and Wolfgang Falk are running in House District 1. The Fairbanks Borough is posting a part-time uniformed security guard at the Noel Wien Public Library to help address noise, property damage, and fighting that sometimes happens when the library fills with students after school lets out. The $25,000 contract awarded by the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly last week to the Phoenix Protective Corporation based in Spokane, Washington, has the option to be renewed annually over the next 4 years. Renee Van Noort, the library's administrative services manager, says the library has a full-time security assistant who needs help during peak hours such as after school gets out. The Noel Wien Public Library is located near three schools, Burnett Magnet School, Lathrop High School, and Ryan Middle School. The library sees an influx of 100 to 300 people after school. The library serves about 1,000 people daily. The Fairbanks City Council met last night and unanimously approved Mayor Jim Matherly's appointment of Gary Wilkin to the Interior Gas Utility Board. As KUAC's Robin reports, many citizens who testified were critical of the IGU and its recent purchase of Pentex Natural Gas Company.
Mayor Jim Matherly appoints the City of Fairbanks as representative to the Interior Gas Utility Board. When the previous city rep, Frank Abeg, resigned in frustration at the August 7th meeting, the mayor looked to longtime influencer Gary Wilkin. But a possible conflict of interest immediately became apparent. Wilkin has served on the Alaska Industrial and Export Development Authority, or ADA, board for the last 8 years. ADA just sold the Pentex Gas Company to the Interior Gas Utility. In the sale, IGU gets a gas liquefaction plant in South Central Alaska, the trucks to haul the liquefied natural gas, and 1,100 customers in Fairbanks. But some say it costs borough taxpayers too much. Public testimony in front of the City Council became a review of the weaknesses of IGU and the outsized influence ADA had in financing the deal of the Pentex sale. Merrick Pierce was the CFO of the now-defunct Alaska Gasline Port Authority.
ADA's made some fundamental mistakes. They have made this acquisition of Pentex. They paid more for that company than it's worth. None of what ADA has done is consistent with what the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly wanted when they passed and put into code when they created the IGU 6 years ago.
No one made comments questioning Wilkin's competence or character. In fact, most of the written comments to council members praised him as a community organizer and public servant. So did former legislator Steve Frank.
The only interest he has is a publicly spirited interest in seeing a good solution to our energy issue here in Fairbanks.
Wilkin took a chance to address the council and the conflict of interest issue.
I have no motivation whatsoever to favor a government agency built on a foundation of paper over the best interests of Fairbanks, a vibrant community built on a foundation of history, culture, opportunity, love, and hope.
But some, like Owen Hanley, thought he should not move from serving ADA to serving IGU overnight.
Gary Wilkin had been a very influential force in shaping many Fairbanks projects. As a member of the ADA board, he played a big role in ADA's purchasing natural gas assets and transferring those to IGU. Because of that involvement, I do not think it's appropriate that he be appointed to the IGU board.
Many, like David Bates, wanted to leave the seat unfilled until the council could review the points the previous city rep, Frank Abegg made in his resignation letter.
Many issues were raised in Mr. Abegg's resignation letter. These need to be analyzed and released to the public in a transparent fashion. I think all the issues raised in Mr. Abegg's resignation letter would be the real elephant in the room.
After public testimony, council member Valerie Therrien moved that the council postpone Wilkins' appointment until they could review Abegg's letter, but the motion died for a lack of a second. At the end of the debate, Mayor Matherly asked for unanimous endorsement of the appointment, which the council gave him. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Sam Friedman. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kyc.org.